Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
You got to ask yourself a question. You own a PC or you own an Xbox One? How do you feel about spending as much money on a controller as you did on the console?
You're getting close to it, yeah.
The Xbox One Elite Controller, $150. Got a buddy of mine that works for Microsoft, and he did, in fact, give me an Elite Controller. I looked at one for a while and thought to myself, no, it's too expensive.
But you started then wanting, and I didn't know you would even, like, I didn't know there was mod sort of stuff when it comes to controllers.
Yes.
But the, like,
thumbsticks.
The thumbsticks, you can get them taller, like,
yes,
different heights to manipulate the type of gameplay that you want, like, for precision.
Uh-huh. And I started looking into that, and that's when I discovered that this, the Xbox One Elite Controller comes with taller thumbsticks if you want them.
So you can take them off and on.
So let's talk about just the experience in general. You get it out of the box, and it comes in a carrying case. So then you open the carrying case. There's your controller. It looks mostly like the Xbox One controller that you've seen, except it's all like blacks and silvers. And I'll have to admit, it is very pretty. And then you pick it up, and it's immediately heavy in your hands, and it feels great. It has this textured grip all over the outside of the controller, which again makes it feel expensive because it is, but I mean, at least it feels like it, right? And they say they've kind of redesigned this thing from the ground up. You've got like the innards of it are made of, it's a different kind of metal. Like the controller you've got now is plastic. This is metal. You can actually lift, and customizability is kind of the name of the game. You can lift the control sticks off, and there are two options as far as replacing the thumbsticks.
I feel like it's kind of similar to when you buy earbuds and they have different,
it is,
you know, the little cushion things with it. You get different sizes.
And there's these nice foam cutouts inside the carrying case of the Xbox One Elite controller where you can swap them in and out. You can also swap out the D-pad, which you find, you know, on the bottom left-hand part of the controller. There's a couple of options for that. I just left the one on that they have, which is kind of like a, it's a D-pad, but it almost looks like a little satellite dish that's attached there, and that works fine for me. It's not just that, but underneath the controls, or underneath the controller on the Xbox One Elite controller, there are these paddles that you can use, and you can remove them if you don't like them, but you can program them to do different things, and some of the examples people gave was like, you can throw a grenade in Halo, or you can use it to shift gears in a racing game. I didn't like those things.
Did you take them off?
I did. I pulled them right out, and there, again, is a place for them to sit inside your carrying case. And here's the thing. With all this software, it's not just the hardware customizability, but there's software customizability. So, for example, your triggers, normally you have to pull all the way in to shoot a gun like in Call of Duty. You can actually set the triggers to be more sensitive, so you don't have to pull as far on the trigger for a gun to fire or for whatever it is you want to happen in a game. There's a lot there. But is it worth $150?
That seems to be the big question. There's a but there.
I got to tell you what, this thing is a marvel of engineering. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's so great. I now carry it upstairs to play games on my computer and downstairs to play games on my Xbox. I carry that little carrying case around like I'm really something awesome. Having the higher thumbstick really does lead to better precision controls, and I love it. But man,
don't know for the price.
I really don't. I the cheapskate in me is just like, there's no way this thing's worth $150.
But if that's what you do, and that's your fun time, and you don't really have a lot of other expenses, who knows?
I mean, I think you could make an excuse for it. If you play a lot of games, hey, this controller, it feels like it is very much built to last, and it is a quality piece of technology. I see places have it on sale from time to time for $110. That means they're chopping $40 off the price of this controller, and it's still over $100. Woo! I don't know. Sure is cool, though. Remember Riot Control. You can find out what we've been up to. Riot.radiou.com. Subscribe to the podcast.